I could really fall for you. I haven't. Not yet. But you are. Oh dear. This could go so badly. This could be awful, awkward. You might not want to see me again. And I'm just going to ignore the little stab of sadness that just, oh, that felt like a knife to the gut. I kind of wish that I didn't know. If I didn't know that I could fall for you, then I wouldn't overanalyze. I would just enjoy you. Enjoy your attention. Enjoy your focus. Enjoy the touch of your hand. But I do know. And that means that I am going to overthink the fuck out of this. Oh, joy. The worst thing about knowing that I could fall for you is that I have no idea what I'm meant to do next. Because while I could fall for you, while I'm on the cusp, on the very edge of that cliff of falling and, oh, fuck, I'm thinking about it. That's bad. The timing is not good. The timing is really bad. This is, oh, this is so very me. Why do I get the feeling that this is going to be like Friends? This is going to be all pining and swooning and longing. This is going to be excruciatingly bad and wonderful, because falling for you could be the most wonderful thing I ever do. Because being in, oh, I'm not saying that word. Falling for you, admitting it, embracing it, reveling in it. I could think about you all the time. I could muse on your smile, on your gorgeous eyes, on your hands. No. I'm not falling for you. This is not me falling. I am absolutely not falling for you, maybe just a bit. I am clinging to this cliff. I'm not falling. I might. Oh, shit. Well, I can totally do this. I can be a friend with a crush. It's totally workable. It won't be awkward or painful or, oh, this is going to be awful. Shit. Bum. Bollocks. So, apparently I've fallen for you. Isn't that just wonderful? It actually is. Now I can think about you, I can, oh, bum. I've been thinking about you. You're all that I can think about, and oh, shit.
How long have I been in love with you?
Oh. It was so much easier when I didn't know. Now this is going to get